מאמר 50, משנה לשמיים ועזה ומקיימה. Again, we're in the topic of tshuva here, and the title here is for a person to change his name, his actions, and his place. Kosav HaRambam. The Rambam writes midarkei tshuva that of the ways of tshuva is mishana shemoi, that a person should change his name. Kalayma, meaning to say, not necessarily that the person has to actually change their name, but ani acher, I'm a different person. Ve'enu izeh shechata, I'm not the same person that sinned. Second thing a person needs to do is mishana ma'aseh, a person has to change his actions. Kulon la'toyva, a person has to change his actions all for the better. L'derech yishara, answers to the straight path. The third thing is mishana mekayma, a person needs to change his place. What does this mean? The past is in Yonai. Ki'achet tolui v'ahoy v'sholim. So the simple understanding is that a sin depends on a total it's dependent. The sin is dependent on an entire situation. It's not just dependent on one thing. Meaning, kosher. It's tied with iman nefesh achitaz. It's tied with the person that sins. It also depends on the person's actions in general. Meaning that no sin is an isolated incident. It's dependent on the person's actions in general. It also depends on the place where the person is. So, therefore, if a person wants to do tshuva on the chait, is of the ways of tshuva is shishana es kol ahayiv amatzias azoyis. The person has to change that entire situation, everything that brought to the sin. Therefore, he has to change these three.
I knew you were going to pull something.
I'm still countering last week.
You weren't here last week.
Oh, whatever, 2 weeks ago. Therefore, the person needs to change his name, which is himself. As we said before, that the chet depends on the person. Ma'asav, the person has to change his actions that might have caused the chet, and his place. That's the simple understanding of the Rambam. Amnam, yesh v'zeh inyan yoyser amuk. But there is a concept that is deeper. Well, this is according to what Chazal say. Tanim alonder b'raisa. Dalad chiluke gapora yer bishmol darish. Bishmol darish and four different variations of atonement. Misha avar al mitzvahs asay. Somebody who transgresses a mitzvah, I'll say, a positive mitzvah, meaning that he did not perform a positive mitzvah, and he does tshuva, meaning that he regrets not doing the mitzvah. The person doesn't move from there until he achieves forgiveness. We think Hashem forgives a person immediately as soon as a person does tshuva for transgressing a mitzvah. Somebody who transgresses a lo yisaseh, a prohibitive mitzvah, and he does tshuva, so then he's not forgiven right away. Tshuva toila. Tshuva is tshuva is left hanging, meaning it's kept in storage. Yom Kippur and Machapra, when Yom Kippur comes along, the Yom Kippur with the tshuva atones for the transgression of the lois asim. But somebody who transgresses something that a person would be chayiv karis for, or chayiv mises bezin, a capital punishment by bezin, well, also tshuva, and he does tshuva. So then tshuva v'yayim ha-kipurim toilim. So nowadays that there is no mises bezin, so then when he does tshuva, the tshuva is toilim, meaning it's kept. Yom Kippurim, and also Yom Kippur, the same thing. Even if the person goes through Yom Kippur and the tshuva together don't accomplish full atonement. Yisurim emarkin. But when the person has affliction, so the three of them together work to atone for this transgression of Kodesh and Chayv Mises Bez. Mishav al Chil Hashem as a tshuva. And someone who transgresses and causes a chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name, so and he does tshuva, so then tshuva v'yom kippurim v'yisurim toilim. So then tshuva itself is not sufficient, and even tshuva with Yom Kippur is not sufficient, and even tshuva Yom Kippur and affliction is not sufficient. But all three of them are toilim. All three of these are necessary. And he finally achieves his full atonement when he dies. So these are four different areas of kapara mitzvah. Asay seems to be the easiest. Lois asay, and then krisis mitzvah bezdim, and then chilosh. Umevar besider. Rav Bianca couple.
What? He's just talking about Ben Adam Malcolm, right?
I don't know why. I mean, because there, Ben Adam Chaver requires appeasing the
something else
Chaver.
Besides the things that he listed here.
Yeah, I mean, in every Ben Adam Chaver, there's a Ben Adam Malcolm too.
Right. So you could solve your Ben Adam Malcolm problem
through
the matters you mentioned.
No, it's not. In order to solve the Ben Adam Malcolm, one needs to these come into play. Right. Well, in addition to that, a person needs to appease his fellow.
Right, so Nisa is not Makar. Doesn't.
It's not Makar, unless right. You first take care of it.
Who's the Biyano couple?
Biyano couple is the Talmud of Larizal.
But for murder, the person that you need Kapara from is dead. So is there any way to deal with
it? Probably his family, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
The caver.
It's a good question. Who does one need to tell me? I would assume that. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that anybody has a right to be Michael on murder. So that would probably. Have to constitute the other Malacca. Yeah, I don't know. How that works.
But if Ben Adam Chavero is required,
what?
If it's required to get forgiveness from the person you wronged, and that's necessarily impossible, then it's necessarily impossible to get kapara for murder.
Possible.
It was murder in a different category.
What?
Murder in a different category.
No, I think it's Ben Adam Chaver and Ben Adam Malkam, obviously.
You have to get tshuva from the person before you can get the tshuva from the
right. So maybe there is just. I don't know how the person gets atonement. Not sure.
Well, let's try to avoid murdering people so we don't have to come to you with a shiloh.
Yeah, fortunately, I don't think that's your problem, right?
Yaakov Koppel, the Talmud Arizal, explains in his Siddur, in the Shar of Tshuva, in the chapter called the Shar of Tshuva, that it is known ki yesh lo adam nefesh me'asiya, ruach me'yitzira, neshama me'briya, neshama le'neshama me'atzilus. There are four worlds. Atzilus, which is the highest, Briya, Yitzira, and Asiya. Now, a person's neshama is divided into four parts. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama, and then there's something called chaya, or some call it neshama le neshama. It's a neshama to the neshama. So the person's nefesh comes from Yitzira, which is the one closest to us. The Ruach comes from Bria, the Neshama comes from, Nefesh comes from Asiya, which is our world. Ruach is from Yetzirah, and Neshama is from Bria, and Neshama is from Atzilus. V'dalad Oilem is Eilu, and in these four worlds, Me'irim Dalad Ois Yishem Avai Baruch Hu. The four letters of Hashem's name illuminate, each letter illuminates another world. Yud illuminates Atzilus. Hey, Bria, Vav, Yitzira, and the following Hey is Asiya. Last Hey is Asiya. So Kshadam Ayver Mitzvah Sasei says that Rabbi Yaakov Koppel, a person transgresses a positive mitzvah. Hapagam Hu Bebchinas Nefesh. Now we mentioned numerous times that our averes don't do anything to Hashem. Hashem is perfect and nothing can affect him. And what it does affect is our neshama. So it depending on the severity of the avera, that is the severity of the compromise, our neshama. So kshadma leiv mitzvah saseh, when the person transgresses a mitzvah saseh, hapgam hu b'buchenes nefesh.
Don't we use a bunch of nachas when we do good things? So that's we do have to have effect.
That's a separate issue. It's like when your child does something good for himself, you shut nachas. He does something good for himself.
Doesn't affect
your bar. So nefesh. So the person transgresses the mitzvah. Say the compromise is in the area of nefesh of his neshama magil asiya. Right, so it's a compromise that only that doesn't go beyond the world of Asiya, which is our world. Okay, now he goes into the Kabbalistic judgment. The Yerid Malchus da Asiya, the Gimel Rishon is the Klippa, Shachara. Now the Malchus of Asiya, Malchus is the lowest level of Asiya. In every world, There are ten spheres. Chachma, Bin Das.
You just said in every world.
Right, there are four worlds.
These are the four. There's ten.
Huh?
Okay.
Atzilus, Bria, the four worlds. In each world, there are ten spheres. So, Chachma, Bin Das, Chesed, Bria, Tiferes, Metzchay, Yisei, Malchus. So there's the it's a digression. So Malchus is always the lowest level of each world. So Malchus of Asiya is the lowest level. So if a person transgresses a mitzvah saseh, says the Yaakov Koppel, that's a pagam in the nefesh, which is from Asiya. Therefore, the pigam is in the last letter of Hashem's name, and the malchus of Asiya descends into the three first, the three highest levels of the klipa, which is obviously below Malchus of Asiya. So what happens is that the last letter of Hashem's name descends to the klipah. That is the concept of the Shechinah being in Golus. The hey of Hashem's name represents the Shechinah, which is Hashem's dwelling in this world. And when we were pagim in the nefesh, which is from this world, where the hay, which is malchus, which is the shechina, descends into klipa, which is so the shechina is now in golus in the klipa. With tshuva, and tshuva is the oisi is tashuv hay, right? Tshuva is return the hay, tashuv hay, return the hay back to its where it belongs. That he elevates the hay back to its place. That's what happens when a person transgresses a mitzvah sase. If somebody transgresses a prohibitive mitzvah, which means mitzvah sase means you only didn't do what you were supposed to do. But being transgressing a loy sase is actually doing a bad act. So, pegamai kafel benafshe veruchos. Not only does the person compromise his nefesh, which is from asiya, but that pegam, that compromise, reaches the person's ruach, also, which is from yetzira. Gam v'asiya, gam v'yetzira, both in asiya and in yetzira. The goyim of the malchus da'asiya beis giridus. So now, just reading, the malchus of asiya has two descents. L'tchum haklipas. He gets two descents into the area of the klipas. Not only does it go one descent into the klipas, but it has a double descent into the klipas.
Chart.
Huh?
The chart.
Malchus. Malchus the Yetzira Yord al Asiya. And then Malchus of Yetzira, which is the lowest level of Yetzira, descends into Asiya.
So in other words, it goes higher if you do a low sense.
The Pagam, the compromise, reaches a higher place. The Eina Tshuva Misake. What?
There may be a diagram.
We'll find it later.
The Eina Tshuva Misake is Elamasa Echad. So Tshuva only corrects one descent. So when a person does Tshuva, it only elevates whatever descent there was, it only elevates at one level. So, when the person transgressed the loisase and caused the malchus of asiya to descend two descents, and the malchus of yetzira to descend into asiya, so tshuva will accomplish that malchus of yetzira should go back, and that malchus of asiya should go back, should ascend one ascent. But since Malchus of Asiya had descended two descents, so therefore Tzarek Gam Yom Kippur, that's why Kippur also.
So it just hangs there until we
right.
Get to Yom Kippur.
There on Yom Kippur there are special, there's a special light that descends. Umalam Kaloilamis, and all the worlds ascend. And then it goes back to its place. So that's why, when it comes to Leisase, Tshuva is not sufficient. One needs Tshuva and Yom Kippur. The Avrachai v'krisis Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin. If somebody transgresses something that a person is Chayv Karas for, or Mises Bezdin, so you read this Malchus d'Asiya, Gimel Yerides l'Tachak Klippus. So then, the Malchus d'Asiya descends three descents into the klippas. Malchus the Yetzirah beis Yeridus, and Malchus of Yetzirah descends to Yeridus, two descents, one into Asiyah and then one into Klippah. Malchus the Bria Yerida Achas, and Malchus of Bria descends into Yetzirah.
So things can go back to where they were, but they can't go higher than they were. Is that correct?
Right.
Right. There, and so this is the mechanism for why it is that we say that the world is in decline. Because things can only go down. Sometimes they go back, but they don't go higher than they were before.
Okay. Maybe.
No?
Makes sense. It's not like I understand all this. I'm just, it sounds like you're...
We've got like a ratchet.
Right.
It can go one way, but
right.
It can't go...
There's a GPS that comes.
It is?
Return to prior destination. Return.
Sounds like an internet product.
We're calculating. Oh, please just make a U-turn already, will you?
There should be a recording that kicks in right before you do the Aveir and says, warning, danger, danger.
There is, we usually ignore it.
Malchus Yitzira basically this Malchus Debriya Yirida Achas Tzorah Gimel Aliyas. So therefore, in order to for everything to ascend back into its proper place, you need three ascents: Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, so Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, and Yisurim, Shemekabel Me'ahava, an affliction that the person accepts with love. That is when the person ascends from a place of death to a place of life. As the pasuk says, Yasoid Yisrani Ka, V'lamavas Leinus Anani. The pasuk says, we say this by Howell, Hashem afflict me, and he did not place me in a place of death. Meaning that through Yisurim, through affliction, we ascend from that place, which is death. Because this is for Averis that usually would require Karis, or Mises Bezdin, which is a place of death. And Yisurim elevates a person from these levels. Aval and Avar Chasu Shalom Achil Hashem, but if a person Chasu Shalom transgresses Chilul Hashem, desecration of Hashem's name, Zavoyne Godlum Menasai, the person's Avera is greater than the person can carry. Ki Apagam V'chol Dal V'chol Kenishmasai, because then the Pagam reaches all four parts of his Neshama. V'dal Adoylum is that in all four worlds. V'dal Adoyis Yishol Shem Havai Baruch Hu. And in all four letters of Hashem's name. Malchus da Asiyah yard the Dal Dirizis, the Madra Klippis, the Malchus of Asiyah descends, four descents into the world of the Klippis. L'chein Tzorev, Dal Tikunim. Okay. Therefore, the person needs four tikkunim, four corrections here. Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim, Umisa, Ayin Shav Arichas, Bebir Nifla. See there in the Siddur with a wonderful explanation. Okay. That was the words of Rav Yaakov Kopel in his Siddur. Now to explain this and how this relates to the way we should serve Hashem. Because we know that there is nothing besides Hashem. Hashem's kingdom reigns all over. And Hashem fills all the worlds, and He's within all the worlds. And Cain, if that's the case, what does it mean when we say that there's a mother of Klippas, there's the world of the Klippas? What does that mean? Hashem is all over the place. How are there Klippas and Chitzainim and Sitra Achra? How does that all exist? It seems like these are like spiritual powers of evil. How do they coexist with the Rabbi Nishalayim? Achain in Yanam hu richuk me oira yizbarach. So the way to understand this, says the Nesiv Sholem, is that these areas that are called Klippas, Chitzainim, Sitra Achra are really a world of illusion, of a person being distanced or feeling distanced from the light of Hashem. And he explains, Kol ma shekorov yoseh la'ira yizbarach, the closer a person is to the light of Hashem, Eish the fun of Telech, Uslaid, Saviv Tzorov. A fire walks before him and illuminates the entire surrounding. Ve'ein mokem the kiyum metzius haklippus. And there is no place for any klippus to have existence. It's only when a person distances himself from Hashem, to a place where a very weak light, a place where only a weak light of godliness reaches, that is a place where there's a possibility for the klippus to exist. And the same applies to a person. When a person stumbles and sins, and he distances himself from the light of Hashem, that is when a person falls into the world of the klippas. And according to the greatness of the compromise, Kain Erech HaNafidah VaYerida, that is the same extent is the fall and the descent.
So he's distinguishing Hashem from the light of Hashem. He must be, because otherwise his answer isn't an answer at all.
Right. I don't think he's finished yet. I don't understand yet. Let's see. Yeah, he's got to be saying that. Okay, let's see. If you go to Labgam, okay, which is the Pamen, Zurak Yirida Acha, sometimes it's just one descent of the Pamen Beis Yirida, sometimes it's two descents like Gimel Vadalet, or three or four. Vezeu Gam Inyan Mechitza Shol Barzel HaMafsekes Ben Yisrael Avim Shev HaShemayim. And this is also the concept that we find in Chazal of the iron barrier that separates between Yisroel, between the Jewish people and their Father in Heaven. Shenasas al-yidei ha-chatoyim, that happens through the sins. Hainu meaning, shal-yidei ha-chet, and through a sin, nisrachak mi-ha-kadosh baruch hu, we are distanced from Hashem. The inyan tshuva, and the concept of tshuva, hu ma-shechoyzer, u-meskar, u-mezdavik b'Hashem, is the concept of returning and becoming close and connecting to Hashem. where the Chassidim, as it says in the pasuk, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha, return Yisrael to Hashem your God. When she quotes the Rambam, as the Rambam writes, in Toshuv, if you will return, be Sidbak, you will be able to connect to me. Hainu, meaning Shetoshuv, v'tizkarev, v'tizdavik v'Hashem, you should return and become close and connect to Hashem, shleitiyah v'richuk, that you shouldn't be distanced. And that itself is the exit. Is the exit from the world of the klippas. Because the source and the root of every sin, who is rachus meHakadosh Baruch Hu, is a person distancing himself from Hashem. Utshuva he is dabkus, and tshuva is connecting. Hadalad chiluke kapara, and these four different variations of atonement, there are four different ways that through them the Jew can come back and connect.
So no matter how far we fall, we're never really far from Hashem. The light's there, maybe dim, but it's still there.
Right, I'm still not grasping his terms. Let's see. I'm waiting for the punchline. The gav in yonim shetzorach misa. Even concepts that require misa require death, which is the worst type of avir. Krakos of the Beis Avram in yonay Erev Yom Kippurim. The Beis Avram writes, and when he writes about Erev Yom Kippur. That if a person accepts upon himself with his entire heart the self-sacrifice to Hashem, as I nechshav kilu masa nafsho who makes our kiddush Hashem, that is considered as if he sacrificed himself and he died for the sanctity of Hashem's name. Ki al kabbalas mesiris nefesh is dabik shuv the mekara kiddush, because through accepting upon himself true self-sacrifice, he reconnects to the source of kedusha. And then he exits the source of the klippas. Their entire concept and their power is only through the person distancing himself from the light of Hashem. I think that his question was that it seemed from the way the Yaakov couple was explaining is that it seemed like as if there's five worlds, that there's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, which are worlds that have some godliness, and then there's like a fifth world, which is the place of the Klippas, which seems like it's totally void of godliness. That his kasha was, how can that exist? How can there be a fifth world that's totally godless? It doesn't make any sense. Hashem fills all the worlds. And he explained that his answer is that fifth world is not really a world, it's a world that we create. Meaning that to the extent that we distance ourselves from Hashem, through doing averus, we are creating a world of klippas. So the more godless we are, right? The more we are creating for ourselves the godless world. That is the world of the klippas. That is meaning that the powers of evil, which truly exist, right, will only exist in a godless place. So the more godless a person is, the greater that world the person creates, the more power they have, the more place they have, places of reign they have. Obviously, nowhere is void of godliness. Hashem is all over the place. There is no world that exists that is a godless world. It's just that the person, through his, we have that bechira, we have that free choice. And we have the choice to make our world godly or not. And if we decide to make our world godless, then the klippos will have, will enter that, will enter that world, and we will be under there.
So that's where our taiva would
their trap sour,
us.
What?
That's where our own taiva would trap us, when we stay in the klippa because we think it's so great.
You're not saying that God doesn't exist. You're saying
it's the forest that we heard about last night.
No, you're saying God exists, but for us, he's not a part of our world, in other words. Rabbi David Aaron gave a story that he was, somebody that he knew was driving the mother of a rabbinical student to his ordination, and she was very negative about Yiddishkeit, and she was complaining, and she says, "Oh, I don't believe in God." So he says, "Oh, okay." And she looked at him like nobody had ever said that before. He always tried to convince her to believe in God. She says, "What do you mean? She says, you don't want to believe in God? Live in a godless world." So that idea here, God exists, but if you don't want to believe in God or you don't want to follow the program, you're living in a godless world, so to speak.
That's your time.
Yeah, so I think that's what he's saying. Okay. To be continued.